Martin Chudov is in Tripoli for us. Martin, what's been the reaction to this, the application for the arrest warrant against Gaddafi, his son and his intelligence chief?
Well, the government's so far been underwhelmed. They claim that they are not a member state of the ICC, that the ICC has no jurisdiction on this issue, and in any event of a warrant being issued, they don't think it's going to stop Colonel Gaddafi moving around Africa or moving around the Middle East. They cite as an example Omar al-Bashir, who was the Sudanese president. He was indicted by the International Criminal Court in July 2008, and he has since been able to travel to African states and to Libya itself. So they're trying to downplay this. They say that it's something that they don't recognize and is unlikely to be enforced. And at the same time, they're painting a picture of Colonel Gaddafi busily going about his business here, speaking to African leaders, organizing an African summit, which is upcoming, and generally not being too bothered about it.
What do you think of the significance of the of Saif al-Islam being named here? He was considered by some as a possible person to negotiate with.
Yeah, well, the Deputy Foreign Minister here, Khaled al-Qiyam, has said that they've been trying to do their negotiations through the Human Rights Council, and they're trying to move forward to establish a ceasefire. And Saif al-Islam, in the early days of this conflict, and in recent days, has been talked about as someone who's going to take that forward. However, there has been a significant loss of trust in Saif, who was once positioned as a potential reformer, someone who took a softer hand than his father, especially since Saif al-Islam's comments as the as his father's troops were advancing on Benghazi 6 or so weeks ago, in the days before the UN, NATO finally started to intervene. So I think Saif lost a lot of currency there. He isn't seen now as somebody who is an honest broker or somebody that could perhaps replace his father and re-engage with Europe. He's seen as someone who's part and parcel of the regime.
Can you give us a bit of an update on the latest on the airstrikes against Tripoli?
Over the last couple of days, there have been a lot of jets flying during daylight hours, which is quite unusual. We don't hear many of them during the day. There haven't been all that many attacks at night. We usually hear them from where we are. There have been some strikes in the outskirts of Tripoli over the last 3 days, but it seems to have, after a frenetic period at the end of last week, in the middle of last week, it seems to have lapsed back into a bit of a lull. A lot of jets flying, but not a lot of explosions at the moment.
Okay, Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.